Yeah, after the lunch break, we continue with my boring presentation about how to get your guitar sound with open source and free software done. I think a lot of you are more into the keys and knobs and buttons, but I'm more like a guitar or strings guy, and so I was looking for a solution to use open source software to simulate or add a sound to my guitar. So a quick overview, what we are going to discover here is a quick introduction, and then I will introduce you to the PySound hat. That's an audio interface for Raspberry Pi computers. And then we will go into the software that is driving this interface on the Raspberry Pi. It's called Patchbox OS. And finally, the ModEP, which is kind of a spin-off of the ModUI and ModHost software developed by the ModAudio company. And we need some peripherals to have our guitar fun. As guitarists, we are used to pedals and switch sounds with our foot, so we need some peripherals. And finally, I will demonstrate how to use the Raspberry Pi and the PySound with the ModEP software. So first of all, I'm a guitarist since the age of 13. So I started with solid state and tube amplifiers and analog and digital effects. This is what I was used to. But then, I think it was around 2019, I tried the Mod Duo X, which is a robust case running, I think it's an Arduino chip. And on top of that, there's the ModUI running with a kind of a virtual pedal board. And that was very appealing to me, and I tried it, but soon I wasn't satisfied because it wasn't hacky enough. It's a robust solution if you're going on stage and it works very well and stable, but I was interested in some other features like networked audio and so on, and the mod platform was not appealing to this kind of exploring. Yeah, so what is PySound? PySound is an audio interface, as I said. You can see it in the picture. It has ultra-low noise op-amps for ADC and DAC, and it can work at sample rates up to 192 kilohertz. And you got a gain and volume knob on the top side and an input clip LED, so you can see if your guitar has too much output volume, you can adjust to, don't overdrive your sounds just before you're going to overdrive it with your effects you want to apply. Then we got a stereo jack input and output. Today I use the input just with a mono cable, but you could also use a kind of a splitter cable and Y cable, so you can connect two instruments like guitar and bass, or you can of course use a microphone. The input is sensitive enough to be used with microphones, and you have a stereo output, so you can get the wide soundscapes of modulation effects like delay and flanger, chorus, and so on. And for the guys who are more familiar with keys and synths, you got a MIDI input and output for legacy MIDI devices. It's a DIN5 female connector. So, and The Raspberry Pi can be run with the Patchbox OS software. That's kind of a Raspberry Pi OS spin-off that is already equipped with the real-time kernel, so you get very low latencies. And there is a simplified jack setup, so you can choose your sound card. You can use the Patchbox OS without the Pi sound. You can use an USB audio interface and can set up jack to use it with the USB audio interface as well. And you have AMIDI Auto, which is an automatical connecting software to get your MIDI USB MIDI devices into the Mod UI and Mod Host platform, so you can automatically use it for connecting inside the UI. And you got a Wi-Fi access point, which is very nice because actually, at the moment, my notebook is connected to the Raspberry Pi via Wi-Fi. It's just for the control to interact with the UI, but it makes it very convenient, so you don't have to use a network cable, or you are not dependent on another Wi-Fi to be able to get to the UI. And the Patchbox OS works with modules, and one of them is the ModEP module. There are other modules. I won't go into those today. There are modules for piano works and so on. Today we are going to explore the ModEP module. So the ModEP module is basically built upon the Mod UI and Mod Host, as I mentioned already. It's a virtual pedal board, which you will see next. And you have over 300 LV2 plugins available in a very beautiful canvas. And you can like virtually set your effects and connect them. And there's a cloud platform where you can get those plugins from. It's called Patch Storage. And I think there are other devices who can connect to the platform. It's not only for the PySound or ModEP software. And you can map your controls via MIDI, so you can do some, you can use a USB MIDI controller and MIDI learn, you can map your controls to a food switch or expression pedal or something like that. And for that, you need a food switch like this one that is shown here. It's the same that is lying in front of me just now. I took a picture to the ease of use for the stream. And the PySound or the ModEP is not only restricted to guitar and bass sounds, but also you can use it for keys. I will show you that later, but my primary intent is to show you the guitar and bass sounds you can use with the ModEP software. So let's have a look. I constructed a pedal board. You can't see that. Okay, sorry. I have just to switch it over. And here we are. Let's take this to full screen. I think I have to stop the presentation for this. Okay. Let me. Okay. Here we are. Okay. I have to change the monitor setup. Just a sec. Hold on. Yeah, that's better. So, okay, now we can see the canvas, and I have some effects on my paddleboard. We can listen to how that sounds. I crafted some different sounds, like this is a normal clean sound. At the moment, we are just applying the amplifier here. We can zoom in like this. Oh, no, here. And then we can explore the canvas. There's an amplifier called Fat Frog. And we can interact with the knobs here in this view, but we can also enter like a sub setup page and adjust the settings here with the mouse. But we could also use this little knob and map it to MIDI to adjust the settings. But primarily I use the paddle just to switch effects on and off and get my setup right before playing. Yeah, so at the moment it's just a Fat Frog sound without any other effects pedals applied. You can see the tuner on the left side. You can check if the guitar is tuned. Yeah, it seems like it is. Yeah, and yeah, let's explore some of the effects pedals. We got a tube screamer-like pedal with a slide overdrive sound. We can use, or if we are more into the heavy sounds, there's a sound an effect called Metal Zone. It's more dirtier, more grittier, and yeah, we can crank it up some more. There's an effects pedal that I like very much. It's called the infamous Hip 2B. I can show you the detail page, and it has some predefined presets, and it sounds, yeah, very interesting. I think it's a kind of a bit crusher fuzz pedal hybrid, and it kind of starves the sound, makes very interesting noises. Yeah, maybe you're more like the clean guy and like to use some chorus sounds like the 80s. We will have another presentation next to mine. I think the chorus is an 80s sound, original. And yeah, flanger, of course, too. Yeah, we can have a lot of fun with that. Or what do we have here? Ah, tremolo. Yeah, and we of course we can use the pedals together like this. So we have the cranky Hip 2, infamous Hip 2B, and yeah, use it with the Tube Screamer imitate. Yeah, and so for example, if you want to map like this here, Bolly Delay isn't already mapped to a foot switch, so I can just click here and set MIDI save, and then I press my switch, and then it can be controlled with it. So that's a really nice platform. We can have much fun with it. There are a lot of plugins you can see here on the bottom. We can go through it and see all of the plugins that are listed alphabetically, or we can go into the categories like control voltage. I think it's more for the synth guys, or delays, distortions. There are a lot of distortion pedals. Some of them are very interesting, some of them are very cranky. Dynamics and generator plugins. We can, for example, use synths and other generators like piano sounds and so on. Simulators. For example, we have the IDA X. This is a modeling amp, I think, which uses AI to generate a sound. We would need some neural model to have a specific amp that works here, but we may just connect our input to it and see what happens. So this is like the preset, we can play with it. Just the sound, I don't know what we should explore here. Yeah. Crank input, no, I don't want this wasn't planned, so yeah. Then there are some utilities which are very handy, like I found that, for example, you got a distortion pedal, like, there are some of the fuzz pedals, like, which one was it here? Guitarix Fuzz Phase JH2. And, sometimes those fuzz pedals only have two controls, the fuzz level and the output level, and sometimes it's difficult because you can't get the output level low enough for the amount of effect you want to use, and then you can kind of work around it and have in your chain, like this is the normal chain for all the effects that can handle with your volume, and you go in there, sorry. Oh, so, and then you have like a side chain, and to compensate for the volume that is too loud or too low, you can use just a gain plugin and get back to your chain before. And then you just map this switch box to one of your foot pedals, and then you can switch in between those chains. So, you have the ability to build chains and work around some details that are not that robust. And if you're not the guitar guy, if you're more into the keys, the PySound and ModiP platform may appeal to you too. I got here a key. I'm not a piano player, so excuse me for not playing that that well. But just for demonstration purposes, you can also search here, and there's a piano plugin which will be connected via MIDI, and then we got the audio outputs connected here, so then can play some MIDI piano sounds. We could also adjust it. We might want to mix if we are using the PySound and ModiP platform with more instrumentalists, more musicians. We might want to mix those sounds and adjust volumes. So we might use here a mixer and then feed all those sounds in there and then go further. Or if you're more interested in synth sounds, there are synths like AM synth. I think this is rather simple. And like I introduced before, the A-MIDI auto automatically collects the gear to this MIDI input on the canvas. And yeah, we can play around with it and have some fun. Yeah, okay, and the plugins you can install via the so-called patch storage. I think it won't connect because the Raspberry Pi is not connected to the internet at this location. But here you would see a lot of the plugins, and for demonstration purposes, I just installed all of the plugins here to have the whole bandwidth. You can see right now there are 346 plugins we can use, and yeah, it's a lot. It's like in its own universe to play here, and I find it very appealing because we have the Raspberry Pi computer with four USB interfaces, USB connectors, so we can use a lot of MIDI equipment, USB MIDI devices. We have the inputs for guitar or microphone, for bass, so on. And it's very hacky. You can almost do anything on which you can do on your computer as well. And that was the tiny little difference that the mod platform, the mod devices, does not offer. For a long time, they don't have the ability to just save files on the device. I know now they have the ability, but it was a feature that wasn't available for a long time, or there was an experimental, and I think it's a still experimental feature to use the NAT jack capabilities, because inside of the mod device is just the jack sound server running, and you can connect two jack sound servers via network with the NAT jack implementation. And that's very interesting because with this Pi sound, I can use the Raspberry Pi with the Pi sound connected with an Ethernet cable to my router, and my notebook connected to the router with an Ethernet cable as well. And then I can use the Pi sound like an outboard audio interface that is connected via Ethernet. And that is very interesting because, you are connecting two jack sound servers, and you can have much longer distances, like about 100 meters, and you can play with it. And if the capabilities of the Raspberry Pi are too less, if you run into a bottleneck, or you're using a lot of effects, and you can see the CPU usage here in the right bottom, and the RAM usage, and if those are exceeding, you can just connect it and run the plugins on your computer. So the Raspberry Pi is just like a dumb audio interface for input and output. And yeah, that was one of the reasons I wanted to explore another platform. And yeah, I think that would be it. And now it's time for you to ask questions. Tune in your sounds, thoughts.
Okay.
Okay.
I have the first question. Okay. How long would it take to set up a system like yours from the ground up? Just I'm looking to buy this thing, and how quickly am I ready to play?
For this demonstration purposes, it took just an evening.
Okay.
You flash the Patchbox OS on the SD card, and then yeah, you have to click on each plugin and say install. And so it's about 346 times click install. That's but you can do that.
It's 2023. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea about the exact amount of latency that this kind of setup would produce?
Yeah, the setup right now is with the Jack server is 128 samples, two periods, and 48 kilohertz. So it's about 6.3. If I calculate it right.
Okay, it sounds reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. But you can go much lower. I have experience in my tests that you can even use 32 samples, so you can get to just about 1 millisecond.
Okay, thank you.
Quite well.
CPU limits and RAM limits. Do you know if the Python works out of the box with the new Raspberry Pi 5, which is, I don't know, it's like better CPU, faster CPU? Have you any idea?
I haven't considered it now. We can have a look at the moment. So we have this pedal board, about 10 effects and simulator, and we are just about 22% CPU usage. I think we can go up to this. We can clutter all the virtual pedalboard with effects and still not get to the limits. But yeah, if you're going to chain reverb after reverb, I think there are limits. And the Raspberry Pi 5 may be appealing, but I don't know if it's supported right now. Officially, on the webpage of the PySound, I think it says for Raspberry Pi up to Raspberry Pi 4. But maybe interesting to test that the next time.
We do have to note that the Pi 5 is out like end of October, so mm-hmm. basically.
Yes.
It's right now.
Yeah.
Do you know if we can also run this canvas thingy without a Raspberry Pi? Can we also run it on a normal Linux?
Of course, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's basically it's a web server, and like a plugin host, mm-hmm. and the LV2 plugins. The great work that has been done by Mod is, of course, the beautiful looking shiny interfaces.
Yeah, it's
so it appeals more like it's a real paddleboard.
Thank you.
Have you ever tested it on earlier Raspberry Pi versions, Raspberry Pi 3? Are there any limitations concerning the CPU, things like that?
Yeah, before I was using the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus, and it works the same. I haven't okay.
I think maybe I'll agree with reverb, but maybe it's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good experience. So back to the question, earlier Raspberry Pi versions. I think Raspberry Pi 2 it would not be that capable, but Raspberry Pi 3, I use it with Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. This works as well. And I haven't encountered limits for my purposes, but I'm using it like a paddleboard for the primary purposes. So,
uh, Hi. I was wondering if the patch that you create on the mod EP would be compatible with the mod devices like Mod Duo X or Mod Dwarf. Or
I haven't tested that, but the paddle boards are stored, and I think it's a simple JSON file. So I think it might be possible to TTL. It's a TTL file, but I think you could just grab that file and.
Does ModEP also has the network functionality like the mod devices have, like sharing pedal boards with other from the device itself?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. You mean like?
Well, from a mod device, you can browse pedal board online and load them in the device and.
No. I think here we got the patch storage connection. And I think the mod platform you're talking about is closed source? Or, yeah, dependent on the mod devices? I don't know. Any more questions?
So, audience question. Not mine. Can you simulate feedback? like holding your guitar in front of the amp?
I haven't.
Do you have an idea? You don't have to do it right now, but do you have maybe a lead that we can follow?
I don't know what you're meaning.
If you have a real amp and you go with your guitar in front of the amp, it creates feedback.
I think this is more like a physical condition. It depends on your gain and on the physics of your cabinet and so on. I think it's possible, like it is with other amps, but you might have to tinker a bit around and find the settings. But I think this is independent of if you're using virtual effects or analog digital outboard.
But if you don't have the amp cabinet in reality, but you're playing with headphones, so there's no speaker. So yeah, maybe you can trigger it like a simulated software with
I don't know.
Press on the foot pedal.
I don't know of any.
Okay, maybe we had. Oh, yeah, maybe that's a common problem. We do it like this. Oh, I didn't know.
A sine wave synthesizer.
Thanks.
Okay.
Any more questions? Nothing online? Okay. So I think that was it. Thank you, Sven.
Thanks.